Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Sean Harris. We're looking at a report reminds us sex outside of marriage is never safe. Published on January 23rd, 2012 by Chad Hills is the author. And this is coming to us by CitizenLink.com. CitizenLink.com. The report begins, a recent Centers for Disease Control, that's CDC report, on unintended pregnancies and contraceptive use serves as a good reminder to teens, parents, and educators that sex outside of marriage is never safe, even when contraceptives are used. Encouraging teens towards sexual risk avoidance or abstinence is the healthiest goal to achieve the greatest good. And it's the only 100% effective means of preventing unintended pregnancies and the spread of sexual diseases. So what we find in this report is that that which God prescribes in His Word is what is best. Isn't that awesome? Don't you love it when the practicality of the Word of God is reinforced statistically? 45.3% of unintended teen pregnancies occurred while teens were using either the pill or moderately effective items such as condoms. The bottom line is there's no such thing as safe sex. Nearly one-third or more teen women experiencing unintended pregnancies thought they could not get pregnant at the time. A poignant reminder for parents and educators that teens often underestimate their fertility. There is rarely ever a time they cannot get pregnant or become infected with sexual disease. So what we're dealing with is young women who, for some reason, are under the impression that they can be active sexually, but are too young to get pregnant. And this is simply not the case. About one in five teen women did not mind if they became pregnant. This reinforces the idea or the need that teens need to be taught how having a child at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old could have a tremendous negative impact on their future. 87% of students surveyed did not have a problem with easy access to contraception. So this shows us that the problem is not the fact that teens can't get contraceptives and we need to make it more available. The problem is you can still get pregnant. And teens need to be taught this. About half of teens surveyed with unintended pregnancies use no contraception. So this does not speak well, according to the author, for the efficacy of multiple decades and billions of taxpayer dollars poured into contraceptive-based comprehensive sex education. Once again, we see that the public school, the government school system is failing. Putting condoms in boxes in bathrooms is not the solution. Passing out pills to teenage girls through the school nurse is not the solution. We know that nearly 400,000 teens between the age of 15 and 19 years old give birth each year in the United States. Let's say that again. We know that nearly 400,000 teens aged 15 to 19 years old give birth each year in the United States. We also know that unwed births are much higher among college-aged women who are in the age of 20 to 24. Now, let me remind you that that statistic was 400,000 gave births. What about the number of teens that are having abortions? And are you aware of the fact that once a teen has an abortion the first time, they oftentimes begin to see abortion as a means of birth control, and that Planned Parenthood and other such clinics that exist to make money. Yes, I said that, exist to make money. Encourage abortion as a means of birth control. Once you've done it once, it's a lot easier to do it a second time and a third time. And then suddenly at the age of 22, 25, 27, women wake up to the reality that they have aborted 1, 2, 3, 4 children. Think about the guilt that occurs when at such an age that it's appropriate they are married and have a child. And then for the rest of their life, they look at that one child that they love and adore, and they think about the 1, 2, 3, or 4 children that they have previously aborted. The article ends with, "The good news is fewer teens are choosing to have sex. The bad news is that the current federal administration keeps trying to remove funding to teach sexual risk avoidance." May I remind you that the article is written in this month, in this year, with this administration. And the leader of this administration is President Obama. The bad news is that the current federal administration keeps trying to remove funding to teach sexual risk avoidance or abstinence education and capitalize on this healthy teen trend. The bottom line is, hear this very clearly and hear this very plainly. The current administration, which was voted into office by many people who claim to be and state unemphatically that they are Christians, may have made a mistake in their vote and may not have understood the degree to which the president and his administration have an aggressive liberal agenda to change America. And the way they want to change America is to create within teens a hunger for sex, and a hunger for sex in all directions. Yes, I said that very clearly. A hunger for sex in all directions. The current administration within the U.S. Health and Human Services, that's the HHS administration, intentionally blocked or delayed the release of a pivotal parent survey on abstinence education. The article continues. Fortunately, Citizen Link and other pro-family groups pressured HHS to release the report by submitting hundreds of Freedom of Information Act requests. And finally, the report was released. Question? What did the report show? Parents want sex risk avoidance or abstinence taught to their children. So let's begin with the Word of God. And the Word of God has one abundantly clear, overarching message. And the message is, God's plan is for men and women to engage in sexual relations only if they are united in holy matrimony. That's the bottom line. Everything else is sin. Everything else is sin. This message must be clearly proclaimed from the pulpits of every single church in America, in youth groups, in church services, and everywhere where it's appropriate to carefully speak with clarity on what the Bible teaches. Once again, a federal report proves that the Bible needs to be followed. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.